The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Is it possible? I mean, is it possible that the woke are awaking? No, seriously, is it possible that the woke are awakening? Yeah, I don't know, but it's possible. Hey, welcome back. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. One of the characteristics of the woke crowd is anti-police. The police are the problem. Yeah, if we could just get rid of those policemen and police departments, why, we wouldn't have crime in the streets. It's the police. People are afraid of the police, and when they come into the, you know all of that. There's no equity in the police department, and so we need to defund the police. We need to look differently at how to handle crime. We need to just... Well, we just need to understand people better. And I'm not going to go into a whole thing on worldview, as I often do. But if you have a biblical worldview, you understand that man has a fallen nature. Left completely alone, man will not do what's right. Man will do what's wrong. And that's why we have laws. That's why God gave the children of Israel the Ten Commandments and the Mosaic Law. That's why God spent a lot of time in the Old Testament talking about government and how government it is to deal with lawbreakers. The New Testament, Romans chapter 13, God establishes civil government to execute vengeance on people who do evil things because we live in a fallen world. That is a biblical worldview. A secular humanist worldview says, no, 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 no. Everybody is inherently good. They just need to be encouraged. The only reason people ever do bad things is because, well, they were disadvantaged. They were poor. They didn't have the opportunity that other people had. So the reason for crime is inequity, inequality, and, of course, poverty. And if you just give people a bunch of money and you talk nice and you talk sweet to them, well, they'll turn around and do good, kind things. So we don't need police. We just need to tell people how special they are and get rid of those police and people will quit acting out. That's what wokeness is all about. How has that worked out? Well, take a look at any city, and I mean any. Take your pick. Any city that is being run by a bunch of woke leftist liberals. Philadelphia, Boston, Chicago, Portland, Seattle, Los Angeles, New York, Columbus, Ohio. Just take a look at any of them. How is that working out? Oh, San Francisco. Huh. The capital of wokeness. We're not going to prosecute shoplifters anymore. We're not going to do that because the only reason people shoplift is because they need food. They need things. And so the only thing they know to do is go to steal it. So we can't prosecute people for just trying to take care of themselves and their family. So we're going to do something kind. We're going to stop prosecuting shoplifters. And that will encourage people. It won't stigmatize them any longer as criminals and shoplifters. How has that worked out? So, it has not worked out well. So my question, is the woke waking up? Why do I say that? Headline. You ready for this? Are you ready for this? San Francisco mayor pledges more police safety measures. Yes, the queen of wokeness, Mayor London Breed, called a press conference yesterday. And are you ready for this? This is the woman who was at the forefront of, we got to defund police. We got to get police out of here. We don't want police on the streets. We just got to trust people and trust people's goodness. And yeah, we know we got drugs on the street. We got people defecating on the street. But we just need to treat people nice. We can't prosecute these people. Well, boy, has she changed her tune. Why? Well, because the people of San Francisco are fed up and they're going to vote her out of office. And so the mayor of San Francisco, the queen of wokeness, yesterday said, I'm tired of it. I'm fed up. We've had enough of this. We're going to get tough on crime. We're going to get more police. We're going to fund the police. We're going to hire more police. We're going to get tough on people. We can't allow this just to go on. And I'm reading this and I'm going, really? Wow. Yep, here's the story. Associated Press. The mayor of San Francisco on Tuesday announced more initiatives aimed at curbing open drug use, brazen home break-ins, and other criminal behavior that she says have made a mockery of the city's famed tolerance and compassion. What have you and I said over and over and over again about the left's compassion? Misplaced compassion, misplaced tolerance. So even the queen of wokeness has had an epiphany. It's not working. Mayor London Breed said at a news conference attended by the police chief and other public safety personnel, she would introduce legislation to allow law enforcement real-time access to surveillance video in certain situations and to make it harder for people to sell stolen goods. She also announced emergency intervention to improve safety in the Tenderloin, one of the poorest and most drug-infested neighborhoods in San Francisco, where parents have pleaded for protection from drug dealers. Quote, what I'm proposing today and what I will be proposing in the future will make a lot of people uncomfortable, and I don't care. We are past the point where what we see is even remotely acceptable. She said, you ready for this? It's time to get aggressive and less tolerant of all the blank that has destroyed our city. Well, Mayor London Breed, you were at the front of the line in promoting the very policies that have caused the destruction of your city. Now, I don't think we should judge motives, and I don't know what her motive is. Has she honestly had a real epiphany and realized that her policies have caused the city to be destroyed? What do you and I say all the time? What happens when the liberal left touches anything? Destroys it. Well, that's exactly what her liberal leftist policies and those who preceded her. Remember, Gavin Newsom was the mayor of San Francisco. And they are now. Listen. Years ago, California and the city of San Francisco began planting trees of leftism. Those trees have now grown and they're bearing fruit. And the fruit is very sour and rotten. But they're the ones that planted the tree. And now they don't like the fruit that it's producing. Is she making this radical change for political purposes? Or has she really seen the light? I don't know. But whatever it is, hopefully it will be good news. And other woke politicians will awaken. We can only hope.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. We are like three-fourths of the way through our winter sojourn. In November and December, we have to sign off at 5 p.m. on our AM 880 signal. Today is December 15th, so yeah, we're about three-fourths of the way through. In January, we get a half hour back. In January, we go to 5:30 sign off, and I can't wait. And in February, we get our full broadcast day back. We've done this every winter for years and years and years. So just a reminder, if you're listening on AM 880, in about 7 minutes, we're going to go off the air. But you can switch over to our FM signal, 104.5 FM, or stream us on your phone app, your tablet, your computer. You can download our app, the WRFD app, on your phone, and you can stream live one click. Or on your computer, go to thewordcolumbus.com and just click Listen Live. So you don't have to miss even 1 minute. All right, we're going to go to the phones, and I've got Frank in Columbus. Frank, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Hey, Bob, let me start by saying hail to Michigan. Hail to... Yeah, anyway, so just kind of throwing it out there one more time. Anyways,
wait. You're not gonna root for Cincinnati. Well, of course it's gonna be Alabama. And... No, Cincinnati.
Well, you know what? Cincinnati should have been rated number one. They're the only undefeated team.
True. I agree.
Michigan guy. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
But their schedule, it's their schedule, and of course the big name teams. But
yeah.
Luke Fickell's done a wonderful job down there after Ohio State did him dirty. Yeah. So I'm happy for Luke Fickell.
What do you mean did him dirty?
No, they did him
dirty. All right. Hey, what you want to talk about wokeness? So let's talk wokeness.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about wokeness. You know, first off, they brought in an urban myth right when Fickell made the playoffs at a bowl game that year that he coached, and that's why they did him dirty. And then they should have just waited until after the bowl game. That's the dirty part.
All right.
Anyway,
so go to wokeness.
Talk about, okay, we're going to wokeness, but I just had to put that in there. Anyways, so, yeah, these people are only concerned about the skin on their nose. Please, you know, we know what they are and who they are. The businesses are leaving. People are moving out if they can, if they, you know, somebody can afford to buy their house in California. You know, so this is just what it is, and it's saving their butts. Okay, secondly, I don't know about you, Bob, but, you know, at one time I was going to be a police officer and ended up a firefighter, okay? If I was in that age group again, there's no way I'd want to be a police officer. So where are they going to get these police officers? I don't know, because you can be darn sure that they're going to have to get more people with psychology degrees, because they're not going to get people who really want to be police officers anymore, because they've pretty much killed that career. I mean, why would you want to put your whole life at risk, you know,
I agree. The woke left is going to make the problem so much worse, because the young men and women, the quality young men and women, who in their right mind would want to become a police officer today the way police officers are being treated across the country?
Absolutely.
So
I have a degree in most places. I'm going for another degree. Why would I go for a criminal justice degree?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
So last last but final here, because I know you only got a couple minutes before you sign off on this, on the AM side, but wokeness. And Bob, I got to tell you, I meant to call you a couple weeks ago. I'm very disappointed with the Salvation Army and their wokeness. You know, I know they pulled back on it, but for the same reason that this mayor's pulling back on it, because they didn't, their contributions dried up or got slow. And, I told you before how I feel about that. I've been given since I was a kid with a paper route. I don't know. I'm sorry, but I read the things that they wrote, and they pull it back because you're not getting donations, and that's the only, I have a problem with it.
Here's my ultimate question. This handbook that was printed, did it ever really express the sentiments of the majority of the leadership on the national level of the Salvation Army? And that, I don't know. I have a feeling it was a couple of idiots who sat down and decided they needed to prove to the world that the one organization on planet Earth that doesn't need to prove that they're racist. They had a woke moment. The national leadership pulled it back, retracted, made clarification, and so forth. But I am concerned about the national leadership, and I'm watching them. Why did I agree to do our Salvation Army campaign this year? Because every penny that was given stayed local. So what they're doing nationally concerns me, but not concerning the giving that we were a part of. Every penny stayed here locally. And I know the local leadership, and they're not woke. They're solid, they're biblical, they're uncompromising, and that's how the money will be spent that we raised. And that's why I had complete confidence. But, Frank, I am watching the national, and I'm watching the direction that the Salvation Army goes. And I am praying that they learned a lesson. I really do.
Me too, because it really made it hard for me to do anything.
Yeah.
There's other ways to give. And like I told you, I told you the story a couple years ago.
Right.
And anyways. All right,
Frank.
You got to get off the air. You got 1 minute, so you better put it in.
All right. Thanks, Frank. Bye-bye. I won't go into that because I've dealt with it over and over and over and over again. If you're listening on the AM signal, switch over to 104.5 FM or catch us on streaming, because we'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.